And that, of course, was ELO and A Living Thing. For those of us who grew up in that age, that music, it was great stuff. Anyway, next on the line, I have Councillor Paul McAuliffe of Fianna Fáil to have a chat about the redevelopment and the purchase of Dalymount Park by the City Council. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Sorry for delaying you there. You're on the line
no,
now.
No, no worries at all.
Anyway, what's going on here? Like, are you telling us that the City Council are going to buy, you know, Dalymount Park and redevelop it, or what's the story?
Well, I'm going to take my cue from the Electric Light Orchestra. Okay. I'm going to say that it's a living thing and it's a terrible thing to lose.
Yes.
That very much sums up where Dalymount is. It's at the heart of the city. It's at the heart of soccer history. And it's at the heart of what can be a really vibrant quarter in the city. And I think the idea of Dalymount being sold and developed as a mass apartment commercial block would mean that the city would really lose a huge asset and a potential asset.
Yeah.
For the city. Equally, you know, the city has two roles. We have a role of supporting sport and community, and we also have a role of promoting economic development. And I think the potential purchase of Dalymount can do both of those things.
Right, and can I ask, how much are you talking about? Give us a ballpark figure. How much would this cost?
Well, I suppose at this stage, despite the reports in the newspaper this week, the deal is not signed. There's no final deal, and there's still a lot to get across the line.
Yeah.
But from what the figure that was suggested earlier in the newspaper was a 3.4 million. I understand that if that was to go out in the commercial market, it might actually go for a larger amount.
Right.
And so I think that if the city are bringing it at that price, then we're going to be able to bring it in at good value. And I think then we can use it. From what I understand, the FAI will be in the position immediately to step in and to lease the facility from us.
Right.
And some of the site, so a portion of the site will be developed for in future years for a really modern small stadium, and I don't know whether that's 15,000-20,000, but that kind of size. And then the huge plot that's there can be used for other community facilities, and that really has been a demand of local residents, that they're living on the north side of Dublin, they're living on the edge of the city. If you compare the suburbs of Rathmines and Rathgar and the development which has gone on there, you know, the areas of Finsbury hasn't had the same investment by the city.
So
this kind of investment, both in community and culture, I think could be really important.
Yeah, no, I accept that, and it'd be terrible to lose the whole history of Dalymount Park and Bohemians Football Club, because as a young fellow like
that's right.
Being dragged along to, you know, or brought along to some of the internationals and that kind of stuff. So, you know, and I saw a testimonial there, I think it was, with Manchester United 100 years ago. And even when you look back on the old clips of the films of the internationals that were there and the great matches that were played, the atmosphere seemed to be electric. But of course, unfortunately, times have changed and you're not allowed to have that kind of stadium really for an international match. But like, it's a huge amount of money to be spending. Like, there are people out there who are probably looking for grants, you know, to get their house done up or, you know, stuff like that. So like 3.4 million for the City Council to pay over to, you know.
It absolutely is a significant amount of money, I suppose, in the overall context of the annual city budget. We spend close to $1 billion a year, so, or a thousand million. So three is a very small percentage of our overall budget. But what we will be able to do, though, is attract grants and income from it. So as I say, the FAI are in a position to step in immediately,
right,
and to lease the site. We also understand that as part of their bids for international competitions, we will be able to attract income from that side. But also, I suppose, and this is the final part of the deal, is that it is proposed that both Bowes and Shelburne would co-tenant Dalymount.
Right, okay.
And by doing that, then the Tolka Park site would come back into, would also come into the council ownership, be sold, and that would alleviate some of the overall capital costs.
All right,
a good chunk of the overall capital costs. I suppose I haven't outlined that further, and the reason is that I don't believe the deal should hinge on Shelburne's participation, although I do believe that they have met several times and that they are supportive of it. And I think it could provide a great future for both clubs, both, I suppose, in stadiums that are struggling, that they could both be given the opportunity to really thrive in a North City club, in North City stadium. And I think that would provide a nice little counterbalance as well for the city, bringing more economic activity into the Finsbury area.
Yeah, I suppose that's true enough as well. It'd be terrible to think that, you know, both clubs are seem to be struggling at the moment, you know, financially, which is, you know, like a lot of the FAI clubs are under pressure and trying to maintain their facilities.
That this morning, yeah,
you know, like it is an issue. So I suppose if there was a stadium sharing idea, that would work. At least it would secure both clubs, which is kind of very important. And the history of those two clubs, which goes back, you know, 100 odd years, you know, I suppose we've seen it in other European cities.
But, and equally, I suppose, we do have the potential to attract international sporting events as well. So you look at the college basketball that has been held in Croke Park, and you look at the potential of ice hockey being able to travel here. Like, I know Belfast has an ice hockey presence. A small, high-quality stadium would actually really, really enhance the city's offering in terms of tourism and culture. So if we're able to provide a small stadium, not your 80,000 seaters, you can attract smaller pop artists, you can attract international games from other codes. You can also have the opportunity to have more international competitions, such as the UEFA Cup and so on, the Europa Cup, sorry, which Dublin City Council held. So I think it gives us another card in our deck in terms of the development of the city. If you look at the great line then that runs between Grange Corman, you then would have Dalyman Stadium. You've got Glasnevin Cemetery, which is now one of the best tourist attractions in the city.
Yep.
You go on out to DCU and then out to the airport. I think it reinforces that economic corridor, which should put pressure on the government to deliver the metro or the metro variant.
Yeah, that was my next question. You know, it's all well and good having these facilities, but it's to get the transport to get people in and out of these places easily is the next question. You know,
Well, the metro cross city is already planned to go to Grange Gorman at Broadstone. It is, you know, you might say a 5 or 10 minute walk from Broadstone out to Dalymount. The other thing is Dalymount is a really easy walk from the city centre as well. And one thing that you don't get in other cities is you go to big stadiums outside in the suburbs and you lose all the atmosphere down in the city. And I think, you know, Dalymount is in an ideal position to host events and then for the city traders and restaurants and so on and hotels to benefit from it because it's all on their doorstep.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, Paul, thanks for taking the call and thanks for coming on. And hopefully, you know, whichever way that this falls, that this is the plan anyway for the moment, and hopefully it'll work out.
We're happy to come back to you and give you an update on it.
Great.
We're also progressing an economic plan for the city, and I'd love to come back and talk to you. This is one small part of it, but
right.
We need to be delivering more jobs in everywhere from Darndale, Clonshock, Ballymun, Finglas. That's a whole bank of land there that I think we need to really develop as a centre for jobs and jobs, not the high tech jobs that we read about, but the jobs that people can really access, the jobs that people in North Dublin already have skills for.
Yeah.
And I suppose I'd love to come back at some point and talk to you about that.
We'll
but I think Dalymount is one part of that overall economic plan. And I think this is where the City Council needs to see itself now in terms of enterprise and economic development.
Well, look, Paul, as I said, thanks very much and keep us informed of what's going on. And I'm sure we will be in contact with you again. And thanks for taking the call.
Will do. That's great. Thanks for
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.